But anyway, we are doing this Reagan retrospective theme. It's called the Reagan Mythbuster Show at this point. And coming up next is a phone message I did back in the mid-80s about Ollie North. And then we'll hear Eugene Chadbourne doing a song about Ollie North called Ollie's Playhouse.
The cause of the Nicaraguan resistance is our own, is our own. What we have done
is to create perpetual death for thousands of Central Americans. As the rest of the nation hails the new Führer, Ollie North, we here at Block Cube want to remind you that the whole Contra problem was created by him and the policies of the old Führer, Reagan. Such human rights violations should not be hailed as heroism. Please state your opinion on this and any other reason why you called at the sound of the beep. Sound of the beep. Sound of the beep. Sound of the beep. Sound of the beep.
See, American in me says it's an honor to die in a war that is a politician's lie.
American. I would probably feel bad if Oliver North was found guilty because I think he's definitely a patsy, a fall guy. These guys should take the blame themselves, not make it look like a kook like that is behind our foreign policy.
Come in and please have up a chair. You're in the White House basement. Come down the stairs. Lieutenant Colonel North, he's doing fine. He cordially invites you to go whack at Ollie's Playhouse. First, a meeting with Rear Admiral Poindexter, examining long and short-term risk factors.
This is Dorothy Helms, wife of North Carolina State Senator Jesse Helms. I done found my favorite radio program there in this area. Radio blah, 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 blah. The reason I like it so much is Chuck plays so much Christian music.
George Bush drops by. He's telling a fucking lie when he says he never was at Ollie's Playhouse.
And, of course, I can hear Dr. Chadbourne on here with his philosophy of the new age of Republican revivalism. Thank you.
Dameron never told Poindexter to sell hawks to Iran. Gomez got withdrawal symptoms at a bank in Switzerland. Hassan Puss got home for Christmas. Spokesman speaks his bye-bye. Ed Meese says when we get the dough, it won't really belong to us, you know, because it came from the Ayatollah. Reagan's in bed, he's always napping. But even when he gets up, anything can happen. They're gonna take out Casey's brain, give Casper and Schultz a pain. It'll be cuckoo, it'll be wacky, it'll be covert at Ollie's Playhouse.
As a result of the fact that the operations you've been testifying about were conducted in the covert manner that you've been testifying about, as I understand your testimony, you and others put out a false version of facts relating to the 1985 hawkship. You altered documents in official NSC files. You shredded documents shortly after you heard that representatives of the Attorney General of the United States were coming in to your office to review them. You wrote false and misleading letters to the Congress of the United States. The government lied to the American people about the connection to the Hassenfuss plane. You received a personal financial benefit from operating funds of the covert organization without knowing where it came from. $8 million of operation funds was handled in a manner that you didn't know what had happened to it or whether it existed. My question to you is whether this is an inevitable, these things are inevitable consequences of conducting covert operations, or whether these are things that happen because of this, these two particular covert actions. These two particular covert actions.
Ay, Nicaragua, Nicaraguita, la flor más linda de mi querer, abonada con la bendita Nicaragua. Sangre de Drianquem,
ai Nicaragua sus mas dulcita que la mielita de tamaga. Pero ahora que ya sos libre, Nicaragüita, yo te quiero mucho más. Pero ahora que ya sos libre, Nicaragüita, yo te quiero mucho más.
La lucha continúa.
But the United States undercut its allies and secretly violated American policy against trafficking with terrorists.
Title track there of Joe King Carrasco's album Bandino Rock, saluting the people of Nicaragua. Before that, Billy Bragg with his shout out to the Nicaraguan people with Nicaragua Nicaraguita from his The Internationale. Eugene Chadbourne did Ollie's Playhouse, and a phone message I dig back around the time when Ollie North burst on the national scene with his running the Reagan foreign policy from the basement of the White House. There's a little phone message thing that was there. That was that set started off. Oh, there's also some a little bit of the Contra hearings, the Iran-Contra hearings that were held in Congress. One of the questions that was asked of Ollie North, that somehow didn't make it into the track plaster thing here, because I'm kind of running around throwing things together here, and it's a little bit of a mess, but people seem to be liking it. Larry checked in from Maryland. He's been listening, and he says he's rather apolitical, but given all the deity of Reagan these past few weeks, he's finding this rather refreshing. So he's glad that I'm doing it, and hopefully you are too. And we are looking at the Reagan myth, or busting the Reagan myth as best we can. Although Larry pointed out that Reagan might have seemed like a bad president at the time. In retrospective, after 8 years of GW, he's actually looking a little better than he did back then because, well, we had the worst. It went from the worst to the worst of worst. Am I bringing back Keith Olbermann, the world's worst people in the world? Anyway, enough of that. Maybe I should say the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the me and the material I'm presenting, and not necessarily the views of WMBR, its staff and management, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or MIT. As a disclaimer, we don't usually have to do on the Troubadour show, but keeping things in place here, there it is. Okay, so where are we now? What do they queue up next here? Been on the Central American issue here for a while. That was one of the biggies. And in 1988, in the spring of 1988, Reagan mobilized U.S. forces in Honduras as a prelude to his plan to invade Nicaragua, because that was something he always wanted to do, but never quite could. The Nicaraguan people suffered enough under the CIA mining their harbors and the Contras being funded and attacking their civilians from the north and southern borders, primarily the northern borders. But Reagan never was able to get the U.S. troops invading, which is what he would have really liked because of the protest movements here. And in the spring of 1988, he mobilized the troops in Honduras and protests broke out all across the country. It was short-lived because he actually withdrew that stepping up of the troops. And it's kind of forgotten in the historical retrospective, but we'll hear some excerpts of a demonstration that took place here in Boston over the music of Cabaret Voltaire, Thank You, America, here on WMBR in Cambridge.
Second time today. scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say.
Bruce Kerbaum there with his song "Rocket." If I Had a Rocket Launcher, it's one of the classic protest songs of the Central American Wars from the mid-1980s. And before that, we heard music of Calibre Voltaire doing a thing called Thank You America with some recordings from a Vets for Peace rally in the spring of 1988 on the Boston Common. So yeah, that's right. That was a mini set, only two things there. But we've been concentrating a lot on the Central American issue here, and the nuclear issue was certainly a big one with Ronnie. And during that time, I put together a program called Star Wars and Other Nuclear Disasters. What we're going to do is hear the introduction to that, which is like Reagan talking over the Star Wars theme at one point. And then we're going to cut to Eli Polansky, who does Lost and Found. He's been doing Lost and Found for freaking ever, just about, with a few years in the 1990s where he was gone for a while. But on 1984, Election Day 1984, he went above and beyond and did this mix on Reagan and sound effects and music and stuff on his show, Lost and Found, Election Day 1984. So we'll hear a little clip of that and then go into some other nuclear-related music for the last part of the program for today. I'm Chuck. I've been filling in for Bruce doing Troubadour for the past 4 weeks. He will be back next week, and so your roots and acoustic music will return next week. I've been following his format largely the past 3 weeks, but I was just inspired today to counter the Reagan myth, and that's what I've been doing. So now on to Star Wars, off of a cassette, no less. When's the last time I played a cassette on the air? Jeez, I can't remember that, that's for sure, but let's see if it's going to work.
Prophecies down through the years, the biblical prophecies of what would portend the coming of Armageddon and so forth. But no one knows whether Armageddon, those prophecies mean that Armageddon is 1,000 years away or day after tomorrow. Now, with regard to having to say whether we would try to survive in the event of a nuclear war, of course we would.
Nuclear war. Nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war. Nuclear war. The nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war.
Let me share with you a vision of the future which offers hope. It is that we embark on a program to counter the awesome Soviet missile threat with measures that are defensive. I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
And so President Reagan first introduced the so-called Strategic Defense Initiative, more commonly known as Star Wars. I am Chuck Rosina, and in this program, we'll examine this and
prophecies mean that Armageddon is 1,000 years away or day after tomorrow. By now.
I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us. Oh. And who am I to disagree? Oh. Cause when the madman flicks a switch, oh. The nuclear will go for me. Balloon.
Indeed, it seems like the lunatics have taken over the asylum, this asylum Earth, by Funboy 3. Before that, we heard a masterful production by Eli Polansky, the Star Wars movie theme with bits of Reagan statements and sound effects, and Sun Ra and Helen Caldicott, both talking about nuclear war in their own styles. You're listening to Star Wars and Other Nuclear Disasters. I am Chuck Rosina. And if we let the lunatics continue to run the planet, this is what they might have in store for us.
When they sell the final weapon, we can all watch it blow. We can all watch it blow. We can all watch it blow.
Down through the years, the biblical prophecies of what would portend the coming of Armageddon and so forth. Theologians, for the last decade or more, have believed that this was true, that the prophecies are coming together that portend that. But no one knows whether Armageddon, those prophecies mean that Armageddon is 1,000 years away or day after tomorrow. With regard to having to say whether we would try to survive in the event of a nuclear war, of course we would. Of course we would. So the weatherman tells you good morning. It is 5 degrees this morning and we're looking for them. But outside your window it feels like it is 20 below zero. Well, now you're ready. Because you know if outside your window it feels like it is 20 below zero, you feel like you are not going to work. When they assigned us to find out about the weather patterns and the changing weather patterns, we did a lot of research in different directions. And on October 31st of 1985, we turned in our first bluesological report.
which explained exactly what we thought had happened to the weather. Space shuttle is raising the hill down on the ground. Space shuttle then turn the seasons upside down. Space shuttle and all the hungry people know our chance of nothing progress when you pour. Say, no matter what man goes looking for, he always seems to find a war. Soon as dreams of peace fail, the war is raging somewhere else. We must have somehow been disarmed or lost our heads over false alarms. We were underwhelmed and overcharmed and watching the storm clouds from afar. Exploration, proliferation, spending more while pockets fill. Assessments of our investments drive us on to overkill. Practice looks some great surprises. The Captain Kirk of free enterprise. Wall Street says, let's play defense, cause dollar bills make damn good sense. Hail to the new protectionism. Let's bring on a new age of humanism. Let's put the cap on capitalism. We got a flying mechanical ray gunism. Space shuttle, to turn the seasons upside down. Space shuttle, and all the hungry people know, all chance you're nothing, progress when you pour. Say, no matter what man goes looking for, he always seems to find a war. Soon as dreams of peace are felt, the war is raging somewhere else. Space was the rage, so Honey Weir took center stage. And together we wondered whether we would ever get over the weather. Things started to happen, it felt so strange, it was like the whole jet stream had been rearranged. There was a clear day in L.A. There was a foot of snow in Tampa Bay. The space shuttle just went up and we watched while the weatherman went nuts. Laser beams and moon dreams, we got peace dreams shot down by war schemes. There's a hole shot through the ozone layer, it has put the fear back into atmosphere. MX ICBM cruise missiles obsolete today. Let's spend another billion on the Sergeant York and then just throw that some bitch away. War is big business without a doubt, so there ain't much chance of peace breaking out. Underwater, overhead, God, we'll all be nervous wrecks, cause you know where they say they're going next. Space shuttle is raising the hell down on the ground. Space shuttle, turn the seasons upside down. Space shuttle. And all the hungry people know, or change your nothing progress when you pour. Say, no matter what man goes looking for, he always seems to find a war. As soon as dreams of peace are filled, the war is a vision somewhere else. No matter what man goes looking for, he always seems to find a war.
Actually, there's a crossfade on the CD, so I'm going to fade it out right there. That was Gil Scott-Heron recorded live at the Channel. Those of you who were around in the 1980s certainly remember the Channel. It was a big club here in Boston where a lot of touring acts came through, and Gil Scott-Heron was one of them. That was recorded there in 1988 by yours truly from the audience with one of those little cassette recorders we had back in those days. His tune, Space Shuttle. Before that, we heard from Time Zone with World Destruction. Funboy 3 did Lunatics, and Eli Polonsky's mix on Reagan on Election Day in 1984, and the day Reagan got reelected. And Ronald Reagan himself talking about the biblical prophecies. So this has been the Reagan myth-busting show. I'm Chuck. Bruce will be back next week doing the regular Troubadour thing. We'll go with one more thing here. A thing after Reagan's presidency, there was still more investigations on the Iran-Contra thing, and he was called in to testify. And he couldn't remember very much, but I did a phone message about that, too, and we heard a few of these phone messages here. So we'll go out with one more here called Reagan's Memory.
Hi. Maybe I'm not using good judgment, but I'm saying this, but I have no basis on which to answer that one way or the other. I can't attempt an answer at such a thing as that, and I guess you'd have to have been in my position for 8 years to understand why I have to say I don't recall so many times. I believe that is correct. I don't recall anything of that kind.
I don't recall anything of that kind. I think I do. I think I do. No, I don't. I think I do. No, I don't. I think I do. No, I don't.
Reagan's Memory is a production of Chuck U at W Blah 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 in Jamaica Plain. We hope your memory is better than that of Mr. Reagan's. So, Ronnie, do you remember why you were President of the United States?
No, I don't.
But does that jog your memory at all?
No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, I never made any effort to find out. You know, the silly thing is, my memory, I was just remembering it as a year. You may be right. Just my memory and having to hark back to it, I just thought he was talking about the total each year that he was getting. I think I do. You know, the silly thing is, my memory, I was just remembering
I think I
it
do.
As a year. You may be right.
No, I don't.
Just my memory and...
I think I do. No, I don't. I think I do.
No, I don't. I think I do. No, I don't. I think I do.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't.